What can I do to support the health of my body as I move into ascension?
So feel that. Feel this growth that we're all in, this place of growth.
The first thing we're being given is a spiritual kick, which is a great thing. When we get that, it's a, hey, we're just going to supercharge you so this can be easier. So that's, and it is pulling hard. So we are all receiving a spiritual kick right now to help with this item. Because our bodies definitely can get that ascension vertigo. I don't know what the word is.
So I'm going to start by saying they're showing me water. So let me see. Yes, water. Not only drinking the water, but putting your feet in the water and recognizing that the water is also rising in vibration and is eager to take you along. The movement of a creek, a river, the ocean. The movement of water flowing into a glass. Washing over your hands, being moved down over your body. This is a wonderful way to support your body. Many cultures have seen this as a washing and a cleansing, but we are now offering it to you as a support for enlightenment. Your physical vehicle, your body, is primarily water and space and can be taken along on this journey by the water that is flowing through the planet, all completely connected, all completely one. And as you allow it to bathe you in any way that you choose, you too merge with oneness and are taken on this vast journey. Water is holding the memory and the information. And is eager to share that information with you. You need not do anything but drink. And yet offering your prayer to the water as it flows from a faucet, as you merge with it in any way possible, reminding the water that you know who it is. The flow of spirit, the flow of God, the flow of consciousness, the flow of light. This also allows your journey to be softer, more gentle. It is refreshment to your soul. And we say that this is subtle. This is not an extreme situation that every time you step out of the water, you feel completely different and new. This is subtle information merging with your body, creating new light codes, new light source.
Acceptance of the desire to rest and sleep enough to thrive. So can we get some messages about this? Acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Every time I channel, people talk about how tired they are these days. So let's see what they say. The human body was not made to move quite in the cycle that your culture has created for it. The Industrial Revolution created the cycle of sleeping for a number of hours at night and waking for twice as many number of hours during the day, working hard, the mind always on, the body always upright. This is not the best, most high situation for health. In fact, napping, allowing the body to shut itself off as needed, napping, sometimes sleeping longer, moving deeper into the dream state, moving deeper into the healing state, which occurs in the delta brainwave frequency, has become more important. Bodies are tired. The mind is tired. And one of the reasons for the tiredness is because the higher self is trying to emerge and take over the ego consciousness. And oftentimes, the only thing the ego knows to do is to fall asleep. That, accompanied with major environmental energetic shifts on the planet at this time, is pulling the consciousness out of the body. And we feel very strongly that this is beneficial for the mind to rest, for the consciousness to move to other dimensions where work is being done. Important work that will then emerge through you in this time and space. New learning, remembering, bringing forth ideas, motivations, actions, and for some people, prolonged periods of rest are required for this to occur. For other people, these prolonged periods of rest are times when the consciousness is working in other realms, another aspects of your being. And there are many, and they are also working on ascension. And you may feel like there's a need to be here, now, conscious and doing, but we tell you that that is a forced upon reality. It is cultural, it is societal, it is also of a distorted masculine way of being that does not allow for rest. It does not allow for rejuvenation and renewal. And so the sleep that you are falling into these days, whether it's during the day or deeper and longer at night, whether you're having bouts of waking at night, whatever it is that doesn't look like a norm that has been required of you, is indeed soul work. It is your soul at work. And it is not necessary for you to be upright in order to work. So allow yourself, release your body from the tension that you are putting in it around its need to shut down. Be with the flow that your body and spirit are requiring of you now. It is higher work. Thank you.
This is really on the nose. Your high selves are very fabulous. Like, look at all this. Boom, boom, boom.
how to best move toxins through my body and move into having optimum health. We offer this trick every night as you move towards sleep, as you quiet your mind and connect deeply into your body. Direct your body to release through urine and fecal matter all toxins, all food products, all chemicals not necessary to the body. Release, release, release. Allow the body to know that you require only fine nutrition and health, that you require only clean air, clean water, and that your body is free to, and in fact required to, cleanse itself consistently. We know that there are many herbal supplemental factors that can assist with this. I'm seeing like white clay to drink as one. But regardless, the body is a miracle of light and consciousness and intelligence. And you can begin directing the body through clarity, through a quiet heart, which is very necessary, the quiet heart, the clear and quiet heart. Requiring of the body that it comes back into perfect balance and that it bounces back from any negativity it may bump into during the day. The body knows how to clean itself. Your help is welcome, but not necessary. It's not a necessity. It is knowing in your heart, in this deep part of yourself, that you are here at this time, on this planet, in this place, on purpose to be here, not to be sick, but to thrive, to grow, to live, to experience. Of course, there are times when the soul wishes to experience ill health, but we are not talking about that particular situation, because we do not believe that this question is aligned to that particular situation. So removing all fear about being here on the planet at this time, removing all fear about what others may be able to do to you, and come back to the self that is wise, and know from that place that you are healed and whole. Thank you.